The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You likely have heard of carbon-14 dating, a technique using radioactive carbon atoms to determine when an animal died to within about 1 year. Most often this is used on fossils, but now the dating technique could help wildlife investigators for the first time to reliably determine if ivory was obtained legally by indicating whether it was acquired after the 1989 international ban on trade in ivory. Scientists figured out long ago that by measuring the concentration of carbon-14 in tissue and comparing it to recorded levels of atmospheric carbon-14, they could determine when that tissue formed. Now, conservationists have tested the radiocarbon dating technique on the tusks of elephants that died in 2006 and 2008, as well as elephant and hippo teeth, monkey hair, and oryx horn. What you really want is tissue that locks in the carbon as it grows and is never touched again. That's why hair and horn and teeth and tusks are such good targets, which just so happens to be what people buy. And this new testing method can easily differentiate very old fossil ivory from the new stuff from a recently poached elephant.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.